Good morning and greetings to all in Jesus' name. Thank you for calling in to the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. This morning, I want to read some scripture in Mark chapter 5. Excuse me, there's two accounts of healing that I want to read. One is the Gadarene demon-possessed man, and the other one is the 12-year-old girl that had died and Jesus rose her from the dead. So let's read. And they came over unto the other side of the sea into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains. Because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice, and said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For he said unto him, Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, What is thy name? And he answered, saying, My name is Legion, for we are many. And he besought him much that he would not send him away out of the country. Now there was there nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding, and all the devils besought him, saying, Send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000, and were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled, and told it in the city and in the country, and they went out to see what it was that was done. And they came to Jesus, and see him that was possessed with the devil, and had a legion, sitting, and clothed, and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coasts. And when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, Go home to thy friends, and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion on thee. And he departed, and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. What a story. Now let's go down to verse 35, and just break in here and read another account. While he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, Thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, Be not afraid, only believe. And he suffered no man to follow him, save Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and seeth a tumult, and them that wept and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, he saith unto them, Why make ye this ado, and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and the mother of the damsel, and them that were with him, and entereth in where the damsel was lying. And he took the damsel by the hand, and said unto her, Talitha cumi, which is being interpreted, Damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years. And they were astonished with great astonishment. And he charged them straitly that no man should know it, and commanded that something should be given her to eat. Have you ever wondered why sometimes when Jesus healed somebody, he told them to go and tell people what happened? And other times he told them not to go, to tell nobody. And looking at this raising the damsel of 12 years from the dead, he told them that nobody should know it. And he charged them straightly that they wouldn't tell people. Now, my friend, how would you have somebody dead and then rise again and not have people know it, that she rose again? People knew that she was dead. There were other people there. And and the message was had gone out to Jesus to come and heal. Come and heal her, and then she died before Jesus made it. This wasn't a secret what was going on. So how would you not have people to know it? Have you wondered why it is that sometimes he told them not to tell people, and other times he told them to go and tell? Well, let's consider for myself once. There's things that I can do that I really enjoy doing and I want to do, and they seem profitable. And then there's other things that I can do as well, but I don't really want people to know it because I don't enjoy doing it. I don't feel like it's my gift in doing it. I don't feel like that's what I should be doing. Now let's consider the presidential election like we had this past fall. Two people that were rallying all over the country trying to get votes and trying to get people to vote for them and get them into presidency. And one made it and another one didn't. But they were all about lifting up themselves, all about proclaiming how good they would be as president and what they would do, how they would do it, making all kinds of promises that probably many of them they're not able to keep. So that's a man. That's obviously is a very corrupt way of promoting yourself, a way that it happens with the presidents, to slam the other one and put them down and exalt yourself and put out the message of how good you are. It seems so abominable and so prideful, and you wonder how long God will put up with it. But my reason for bringing that up is the potential presidents want people to know certain things about them. And there's other things that they don't want them to know about them. So they're proclaiming whatever they feel like people should know about them in order to be the president. Now, I think this is very significant, what Jesus did here in telling people either to go or tell to not tell anybody. Whenever he told them to not tell anybody, he had just performed a natural healing, a healing of the body. But when he had them go and tell, they had experienced a spiritual healing, a much greater healing, a healing of the soul. And I think this is exactly what Jesus was trying to get across, that he came not so much to heal people in the body. People are going to get old anyways. They're going to die. There's coming a day where we will die, every one of us. And Jesus won't just continue healing and healing us in our physical body. He has a much, much greater work that he came to do, and that is to heal men and women in their souls, to deliver them from the devil, to deliver them from bondage, from sin, from damnation, from eternal death, deliver them a complete and full deliverance, translate them from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom that is his own, the kingdom of the dear Son of God, Jesus Christ. That's what he came to do. The natural healings were just to be performed as a confirmation of who he was, and of his power. He was very able to do it. He could have healed every single person on the earth forever, that they wouldn't even age anymore. He could do that. But he chose not to. That's not his work. We are all headed for death because of sin in this world. Because sin came into the world, death also came. It is a sure thing that we will die, physical death. But Jesus, the great Son of God, came that we can be healed spiritually, healed in our souls, and have eternal life. Hallelujah. Yes, we will still die a physical death, but then Jesus will resurrect us by his power and give us new bodies, which will be so much better than these that we are now in. Jesus wanted the message and still wants the message of his true work of salvation, true work of spiritual healing. He wanted that to be the message that goes forth about him. And it's still that way, my friend. Are you accepting that message? Are you delighting in it? Are you receiving it for yourself? And if you are, if you have, are you now faithfully proclaiming it to those around you? That is our calling. God bless you.